What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us this morning, Tim Yeager, Director of Emergency Management for Genesee County. We're, of course, talking about the fatal bus crash that happened late Friday. Tim, thanks for being on with us this morning. I want to know what exactly goes through your office, goes through your head when that call first comes in, that there is just such a huge accident with so many people involved in your jurisdiction. Where do you go to first? Who is that first call made out to, and who's first on the scene?
Good morning. The 911 center, obviously, be routed. Most of the calls now are all cell phones, so they're going to go to the nearest appropriate 911 center. And then they're going to dispatch. Everything has a protocol, so they're going to dispatch law enforcement, in this case, the Thruway Authority, as well as the troopers, and the local fire department and EMS. So everything is based on the call type. There's basically a script that the 911 centers have to follow in order to send the appropriate resources. Now, in this case, it was a little bit different. Those scripts are typically written for, you know, day-to-day occurrences, day-to-day accidents, with small numbers of injuries. This is on a larger scale, but the counties do have, all counties have an MCI plan, mass casualty plan. And once on-scene responders can get further information to confirm that it is an MCI, then additional resources will be sent. And my role on-scene is to ensure that those resources are fulfilled, and then that we backfill the areas where we pull those resources from. In this case, it was dozens of resources, as you can imagine.
Oh, sure. I mean, Tim, when you heard the words mass casualty incident, I mean, you train for these things, but how did it hit you?
It took me a moment to realize what's going on. Those are things that those worst case scenarios, we always think about, a mass casualty threat of some type of harm, some type of natural disaster, you know, tornado, something of that nature. So those things are always in our plans. They're always in our planning process. That's why we collaborate with our regional partners, local partners, regional partners, state partners. And it did take me a minute to realize the immense scope of this. And this was not a drill, because we've gone through these before in their exercises. And those are very calm. You know, everybody gets to play their role and calculate what they need to do. In this case, it's real time and it's a real emergency. So it took a moment, but once we realize what's going on, it's just all our training just kicks into play and everybody just starts doing what they're trained to do. And they're hyper-focused. I mean, really, and that's what everyone does, is their adrenaline kicks in. And they stay extremely focused on the mission, and that's to help the folks out there.
Is that coordinated response more important now than ever? And I'm asking in a way where are some of these local fire departments, local units, do they have fewer people than they have maybe ever had before? And because of that, that coordinated response with multiple agencies responding to the same thing, do you find yourself having to rely on that more and more?
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct, Brian. That is today's world. There's far, far less volunteer firefighters, EMTs, first responders than there were even 10 years ago. So even some of the most very basic emergencies, car fires, motor vehicle accidents, small fires require, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 departments to respond in some cases, typically 2 or 3 at least at the very minimum, sometimes, and then 3 or 4. So it's very difficult. It's tough for the first responders because they're stretched to the limit. And safety is the number one priority for us, is to keep the first responders safe as well. So we're trying to provide a service, and we're also trying to keep the first responders safe, and it's very difficult. So as you can imagine, when we take this situation, fortunately, the EMS systems primarily now in many areas are career systems. So that was a positive in this case. We did use many volunteer agencies. We used EMS providers from 6 counties. So we were able to provide the service needed. Just take some time. It's a limited access highway, New York State Thruway, so it takes some time to access that road. But the New York State Thruway Authority and the New York State Troopers did a fabulous job shutting down the roadway, making it safe for the drivers that are on the thruway, and then gaining access for the first responder.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I was going to ask that when it comes to the thruway and when something happens there, are first responders limited to the same access that most motorists have? Or are there any shortcuts at all for you to be able to get to an emergency situation like that quicker?
There are some access gates along the thruways, typically at the service centers that the local fire departments can use. But many times it's very difficult because the road, the traffic becomes a standstill, obviously, for miles, and the first responders are driving typically on the side of the road for miles to get to the access. And so that's all the fire trucks, the police, EMS. Once Thruway Authority can get out there, the troopers can get on scene. It takes some time to get the traffic controlled. But they do a great job. It just takes some time to do that. So it's always a challenge on the thruway. In this case, the helicopters were paramount to success of saving lives. And Mercy Flight Central, Mercy Flight Western, and LifeNet did a fabulous job.
You know, will there be kind of a period of decompression and then an after report on this?
Right now, that's what we are doing. I think everyone's just you know, trying to decompress. We are going to be doing some critical incident stress debriefing this evening, both in Erie County and Genesee County, just for, to get the first responders together and to be able to talk about what occurred. And then most importantly is to let them know that there's help for them if they're, you know, struggling with what the sights and smells and things that they saw out there. So we want to make sure that the mental health of the first responders is addressed and appropriately taken care of. Once that occurs, we're still collecting data. There's still some investigation that the state troopers are doing and the NTSB, but once that is done, we have to collect all the data because we've got data from multiple 911 centers, dozens of agencies, put together kind of that timeline of what occurred. We're going to be sending out a survey to get some feedback from the first responders and the agency heads to see what we can do better. We're always looking to improve and get better. Nobody's perfect. We try to be, but there's always room for improvement. So that'll be coming in the next probably 10 days, 14 days. A meeting to sit down and we call it a hot wash. So we just kind of evaluate and go through the event itself.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for all your work, of course, on Friday. Tim Yeager, Director of Emergency Management for Genesee County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.